929 on Uthando, or rather, Bengingazi, on that one. You still tuned in to Raz FM Evenings with your radio, Madame Afezi Lemanzini, and we're having a conversation on some of the changes that are happening to our society. There's a lot of bad things happening. If it's not crime, it's this sudden, you know, awareness, let's say corner, you know, on spirituality and, you know, people coming forward about different conversations around how it impacts on everyday living. And the truth is, all of these things impact us, whether we're aware of it or not. It changes the way we see the world. It changes the way we live. And more people are now more comfortable with keeping to themselves. Some might say, I'm not outgoing anymore. You know, there's a lot that's going on. You know, I feel more comfortable when I'm alone. Some people might even say, when I do go out, I prefer it to be out in nature. I don't feel comfortable in crowded places. So we're having a conversation on social hypervigilance, with the question of the evening being, what do you think leads people to, or rather leads people to stop attending family gatherings or funerals? Because it's not just our social lives that are getting compromised by the realities we're living in. Some people don't even feel safe around their own family. And it's not to go to they are questioning their family members, but and that set up for me is uncomfortable. I don't like looking over my shoulder. Hey, bona kutsi sehambibe tricky kuphi umuntu aze aduke ekhaya. Aduke yakhona la angahlali na kulenye province or lenye indzawo. Bathi simgcine kudzala akethi whether kushoniwe kume akatholakali. Now, social hypervigilance is a state of heightened alertness and sensitivity to social situations, often characterized by excessive scanning of the environment and an overestimation rather of potential threats. Individuals experiencing social hypervigilance may be hyper aware of others' reactions, body language and tone, leading to anxiety and difficulty in social interactions. You see why this person angaqina sekang muntu lo inkomo edla yodwa kwasho labanye akafuni muntu duzane naye akasi comfortable with socializing and going out. Nala ahlala khona abamboni noma ningathi niyabuta ukuthi hey bathi kuthi uyaphila simbona ngoku saphuma emsebenzini ikhona lento le iyaphila and we need to stop assuming let's just cut ukuthi umuntu uyatitshela or utikhiphile kithi ngoba sowudla ngqono or whatever. We go through so many things, some experiences more traumatic than others that affect us in different ways. Kungendeka ukuthi yena uthi, you know, it's better to be safe than sorry, but akaboni ukuthi phela I social hypervigilance isho ukuthi kune trauma lefanele adile nayo based on what led them to be that way. But you let me know ukuthi what do you think makes people stop attending family gatherings or funerals outside of le witchcraft, ngoba iqale le ma witchcraft or accusations. I think by now we know, which is another thing lengenda ukuthi umuntu abe ne social hypervigilance ukuthi so uhlala qabangela wonke lo muntu akathembi umuntu uyabona why ngithi kus affecta ngetindlela letiningi. But you let, we are talking about social hypervigilance because we don't just wake up says that they isolate us, to withdrawn, and we prefer to be indoors instead of going out, and even our friends can't convince us otherwise. Ngoba, hey, guba tricky. We do have friends that we learn to accept. But they will never honor an invitation. As long as we are talking about a social gathering, they will send the flowers, they will send a gift, but they are very uncomfortable in such spaces. And key aspects of social hypervigilance are heightened sensitivity. Individuals are unusually sensitive to their surroundings and the people in them. Constant scanning. They may constantly scan their environment for potential threats or signs of danger. Overestimation of threat. Social hypervigilance can lead to an overestimation of the likelihood or severity of social threats, causing anxiety and fear. And this can go as far as it being a witchcraft thing, because it doesn't always have to be kuthi something bad happened to you, kuthi wahlunyetwa, it was abuse or wabanjwa inkunzi or whatever. Sometimes it could just being a victim of witchcraft. And from there, so nema trust issues, you're looking at everyone like, ah, Lana, somebody might not be here for the right reasons. So I'm better off not worrying about that in my own space. Now, I did ask on the station's Facebook page, it's Rise FM 943, what do you think makes people stop attending family gatherings and funerals? Because it all starts at home. And this is what you had to say. Lungelo langa, uthi when you discover that that there are people who are narcissists in the family. One girl from my family spitted mucus in my food. She didn't notice I was watching her, and I started eating, pretending nothing happened. So on first, I'm done. Tulignene Madonsela, utsi, the rich look down on the poor. Ralph, utsi, the only people that matters is your mother and your father, your siblings, if you have connections. Otherwise, the rest are witch and they are busy trying you. They are witches and are busy trying you. I have 3 to 4 years without going home, and I don't even miss home. You see why, Ngitsimine, such things affect us even in our social lives. Sesibane trust issues even in friendships. Nala sihlala khona. Chris Lang, a lot of people questions, or a lot of questions from people, family, are you working, kids? To avoid such questions, some are not comfortable, especially because, you know, once you feel good, see, I can't even trust my own family. If I'm going to go there and they're going to ask questions, ngathi sengilethi report, kuthi this is what you should attack. So, hey, Gutaf, Sibongile Molapo, most people have plots and vendetta that is known by no one else but themselves. Hatred and bitterness, squabbles and fights are unleashed in these gatherings. Lack of peace drive many away from these family ntuntun. Mpendulo Keke Grayson, uto wala fezile, sometimes the family iyakhetha, iyabandlulula, ikuzonde, bakuthakathe, uhletshwe, and labanye baze bakudisown without any solid reason. Then now ubone phela ukuthi angifuneki la, bese ufunga ugomele ukuthi noma ngabe kwendekeni kunjani soze ngilibhathe kulabantu laba, and nebantu babami angifuni baliqobe lapho. And this is a very sad reality lekhona futhi. There are people who have even tried to get help and mediation to say, I'd really love to fix the relationship with my family because I'm at the Kaya Sbangan. Utinje we a figure, Nalitin Dolabati Kulumago, Tinga Vagali, Axin and Alo Sasa Tixin, Tipile Limbilia Kole Kashani, and accept things for what it is in the interest of peace, because Lauto Falala Bandlava, I Vagalin Zabayab. There's nothing wrong, Luindile. This is just where they stand as far as you are concerned. And ange kushintshe lokho senhlitweni nemuntu. You can only force them to pretend. But now the danger in pretense is it makes it easier for you to get killed. Ngoba utawudlala wrong. You know how this person truly feels. And ufostela budlelwani. Ekugcineni ulindzele ukuthi kutokwendekani. Siphila koshini. Love back. Raza FM. Kuningi silimele silinyatwe khona lela sivela khona ekhaya. We should have been loved and nurtured, and imbi yethu yempilo, it's evident ukuthi icala ekhaya before anywhere else. And I think that's why it becomes a lot harder to succeed, because we are bruised. Uthi ukhasa uphuma ngeligede ekhaya uthi I'm going to figure out life, I'm of age now. Uthole ukuthi you're not even fit to be out there fending for yourself because you are bruised, ulimele. You still need to heal so that your mind and emotionally you are in the right space. You're feeling confident and motivated enough to go for your dreams. But siphume ekhaya sesivele siku-survival mode, simasotsha, sihlatshwe manyeva, sishile, sisengakapholi, but nonetheless, siya embini yempilo. Siyobona ukuthi sihlanganisa inani kuphuma ini. So don't feel bad if you are that person who doesn't go home. If you feel that there's some kind of healing that you get from that emotionally and psychologically, it's mean be selfish. Because whatever your situation or your reality is, umitokubulala, it will be a loss to your children. People will move on. In the same way that umangabe vele you haven't been going home, kungendeka kuthi yes bayasho ukuthi hey simgcine kudzala, but their lives are going on. Uyakubona? So let's just cut ifanele samkele nje ukuthi we can't change where we come from, but we can certainly build healthier families with our children. We can certainly push on to be healthier versions of ourselves. And if we must detach ngalokuphelele to the toxicity, it's okay. It's okay. Don't feel guilty for cutting off the very things that broke you. I feel we owe so much to those that helped build us, but those that we survived, we don't owe them anything. So if you feel good, I survived vezile mina ekhaya befanele ngabe ku western lokulengingiko, then you don't owe them anything.